Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ethan and Charlie are not here tonight because they are with Ethan's buddy Liam and his other buddy Ethan. Liam was here back in October as he was doing his final Eagle Scout project, and tonight is his Eagle banquet as he is receiving his Eagle Award. Actually, I was there with Ethan last night. They had their troop meeting and got it, and it was wonderful and fantastic. He said amazing things about Prince of Peace and the way that we supported him. But as I was talking with Liam's dad, they went on a trip a couple years ago out to New Mexico, I think it was. One of the big camps there for scouting, and it was a great thing, an exciting location where they do hikes and all kinds of amazing things. And they got there, and 2 days later, Ben, the dad, got COVID. And the camp wasn't really ready for that. And so, as was the case back then, he was quarantined. But quarantine when you're already roughing it stinks. He was locked down in a tent. He didn't have his phone. He didn't have books. He didn't have a mat. He had nothing for 5 days. Can you imagine? Oh. Maybe you went through quarantine once or twice or three times or more. It was never fun. Hopefully you had a book to read or a movie to watch or something, but as we look at today's story of Jesus and the healing, he healed a leper, and lepers were the OG quarantines, right? I mean, if you had leprosy, you were ostracized. You were outside of the city, you were outside of the village, you were outside of the camp, you were on your own in a tent, and you couldn't touch anybody. And it was actually against the law for other people to talk to you. Right? Think about that. Against the law, people would be punished for saying hello to you. A leper walking across the street would have to cry out to anybody who was around, unclean, so that people would know to get out of their way to cross the street and walk on the other side. Can you imagine the loneliness, the isolation, the abandonment of being a leper? It was awful. And that was just the psychological component. It was a gross disease, too. Like, you had open wounds and, like, flesh eating. We won't go into it because we just had delicious pizza, but your skin kind of looked like pizza. You're welcome for that image. Right? It was awful. It was awful. And in fact, if you got leprosy, it was kind of a life sentence. There wasn't a cure for it, really, and it was a death sentence in so many ways, but it was a 50-year death sentence. That's how long it took to kill you. It was awful. Could you imagine being so sick and so isolated for almost the whole of your life? And so Jesus comes down from the Sermon on the Mount where he's teaching thousands, greatest sermon ever, right? Jesus is growing in fame, and people want to know about him, and his reputation is spreading. And it's absolutely shocking that Jesus even let the guy talk to him. Like, that was criminal in the day. That he came up to Jesus and Jesus didn't run away. Let me tell you, Jesus isn't afraid of your biggest problems. He's not afraid of the junk that goes on in your life. He's here for all of it. And he's ready to listen. But more than that, right? Did you catch it? It says, you know, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Jesus touched a leper. And the man was made clean. Jesus touched a leper. That reading from Haggai was a little strange. contemplated including it or not, but it was a story. And so there are two states of being in the Old Testament. There's clean and unclean. There are things that are good for God and good, and there are those things that are not yet good or were good and became bad and need to be made good again. And various things and various realities of the social components of life made you unclean so that you had to go through a process to be made holy enough again to be a part of the community. Right? It was significant. And the way it worked was, if you were holy, you couldn't pass on your holiness to things. But if you were unclean, you could pass on the junk to others, right? I remember when I was a kid, Columbus, there's a science museum called COSI, the Center of Science and Industry. And in it, in the middle, the big attraction is they have one of those giant mushroom things that's the static electricity generator. And they love to get all the classroom, the kids, the grade school kids, all holding hands, and you feel it and your hair goes up, right? Right, and then they love to find the guinea pigs. I was always the guinea pig that they made it shock you. Right, you've seen these. Like that's how it worked with being unclean. Like if you were in the chain of touching unclean stuff, everything it touched became unclean. It became unworthy. It became, well, unworthy. Probably the best word for it. It's interesting that Jesus flips the script. He osternated it, right? He made the familiar strange because he is the one who is holy. And instead of becoming contaminated when he reached and touched the leper, what happened? The leper actually became clean. That's who Jesus is. He's different from the rest of us. Jesus made the leper worthy. Jesus makes you worthy. He makes you worthy. I don't care what your past is. I don't care about the rough spots. I don't care about your bad decisions. Jesus makes you holy. He makes you worthy. If he can do it for a leper, I promise you, he does it for you. Jesus makes you worthy. But it continues a little bit, right? Now the leper didn't make Jesus unworthy, but it is significant, I think, that well, towards the end of our journey in Lent, we commemorate, we remember, we celebrate Good Friday, right? And what is Good Friday but the day when Jesus takes on all of our unworthiness? He takes on everything unclean, and he stretches out and he dies for you. See, that's the exchange. The opposite of what Haggai taught. Jesus gives you his holiness in exchange for your unworthiness. It's who Jesus is. It's what he does. He makes you worthy. And he goes to the cross for it. Because he wants to make you whole. Jesus wants to heal you, and part of healing you is magnifying you and holifying you and worthifying you. Those are some words I just made up. Weren't they good ones? Right? He makes you worthy. In fact, worship comes from the old English word to worship, which means to bring worth to something. It's the ship that brings worth. That's what we do when we worship. We bring everything we are and we give worth to God. He is worthy of our praise. Now, he is worthy without our contributions. But part of the beauty of who God is and how he works is he has constantly, from the beginning, been at the task of making a people who worship him. That's what he does. He's made a people. You are part of the chosen people to bring him worth. You can't do it on your own. He's got to heal you first. And that's what he does. He did it for the leper, and he does it for you. He does it for you. Always. Because he loves you. In the name of Jesus.